Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
On Sunday nights, if you're not listening to 97.1 FM Talk, well, then what the heck you doing with your life? Because that's when you hear Tim Jones, the former Speaker of the House, the People Speaker. Tim, good to talk to you again. Thanks for calling in on your vacation.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, greetings from the Northlands up here in Upper Michigan.
Nice.
And it's pretty much like Missouri, except less humid. A lot less humid up here.
Ooh, good for you.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a step in the right direction.
Well, and the other step in the right direction is, Mike, remember how Governor Whitmer up here was making national news for, like, she was like Governor Gestapo there for several weeks. Remember when she was telling people you literally could go into Home Depot, but you could buy things in this aisle, but not things in that aisle, you know?
Yeah.
She must have gotten some polling back or something, Mike, because it's been really quiet up here the last few weeks. You haven't heard much of a peep out of her. I guess she got ruled out of the Veep stakes as well.
Well, that's,
you know,
what
she was under. Yeah,
that's what I was about to say, is all that was happening while she was still being considered a potential vice presidential candidate. And then she just hammered every one of the citizens of Michigan, and not so much anymore.
And, you know, Mike, it's interesting. You know, Michigan is so much like Missouri. They've got their big metro areas, right? Metro Detroit and Lansing and some other urban areas like that. But then I guess the left would call us the great unwashed. You know, this is Trump country where I am. You know, it looks very similar to suburban and rural Missouri. A lot of Trump signs already up and planted in the ground up here. And Michigan's going to be a huge swing state this year. And it's kind of hard to read the tea leaves on it. You know, one week the polls look good for the president. The next they look much, much better for Joe Biden. So Michigan's going to be in play. And I think what's going to happen is we'll see who makes the mistake that Hillary Clinton did and ignoring Michigan voters. I don't think Donald Trump's going to ignore Michigan voters. We'll see if the Biden campaign puts enough time in here and shows these folks up here enough respect, because I think that will determine which way the state goes.
Yeah, I don't think the Democrats are going to make that mistake again in Michigan or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania or Ohio. I think they are so shell-shocked from 2016. I think you'll see a lot of effort put into those states by the Democrats.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Mike, you you were talking, I was just thinking, you know, we flipped the calendar page just a few days ago, and By the time I get back into town this Friday, it's going to be almost mid-July, which means we've got an August primary coming up in Missouri, right? August 4th. I just heard you talking about that in one of your earlier segments. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and agree with you, Mike, and people are going to be shocked at my agreement with you as well, is that folks need to really consider, folks like you and me and anybody else who lives in St. Louis County is a Republican. You got to consider pulling a Democratic ballot this August if you want a true opportunity to, you know, hashtag turn the page, as a lot of people are saying.
Yeah.
My choice would be Mark Montavani. Now you can still vote for the Republican in November, but let's be honest, it's been beyond impossible these days for a Republican to win a countywide seat with our demographics. So I've met Mark Montavani. I think he's about as independent of a Democrat we're going to find on the ticket. And so that's what I'm telling people to do as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a conservative. He's not a libertarian. You know, he's not, you know, I hate to use the terms, one of us ideologically. But at this point, I'm almost missing Steve Stenger. you know, who's in prison. I mean, based on what we're seeing with Sam Page right now. And the fact of the matter is that the Republican Party in St. Louis County just has not recruited quality candidates that can be taken seriously. This race will be decided in the primary.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, I mean, so it's, you know, I guess it's kind of frustrating if you're a Republican, if you're conservative, but that's just the reality of it. And so you may say, man, people in 97-1 are saying take a Democratic ballot, you know, in a primary. Well, I mean, there's no drama anywhere in the primaries on the statewide races. I mean, you may have a primary in a state rep or state Senate race or something like that, although I don't know of any big ones on the Republican side in the area. But, you know, if that's the case, I mean, if this race is important to you, that's just kind of the reality of it.
Yeah, and Mike, you know, they took a stab. The Republicans, they took a stab at county exec the last two cycles, and Steve Stenger steamrolled back into office on his reelect. You know, almost eight years ago now. I can't believe it was that long. That was the last time there was a true conservative hardcore effort by the Republicans. My very good friend, my former colleague, current election commissioner Rick Stream, ran for county executive. He came within 1,500 votes. I mean, it was a narrow loss, but it was still a loss. And he did everything right, I really thought. Yeah, it just shows how high a mountain to climb in St. Louis County for Republican, which is why, you know, Mark Montavani, like you said, is probably the best we're going to get. And as you also pointed out, you can still vote no on Medicaid expansion, which I'm also urging people to do. It's a horrible idea, Mike, to expand Medicaid. People are saying, oh, this is a perfect time because of the pandemic. It's the worst time because it's a pandemic. You're just going to – whenever has taking a gigantic, not functioning very well, massive government program and expanding it ever worked to the benefit of the people? When has it ever helped out taxpayers? When has that ever helped a budget? You know, and so you're going to hear a lot of falsehoods and misrepresentation coming from the hospital associations. They're the ones bankrolling the Vote Yes campaign to the tune of millions of dollars. I think there's going to be a decent opposition, probably mainly from the grassroots. But, there, you know, there may or may not be some money behind it eventually. But I think the message is very clear. If you want a massive tax increase, if you want to massively cut all of your education funding all across the state, if you want to fund Planned Parenthood, if you want to bring Nancy Pelosi's socialized medicine to Missouri, you know, then Medicaid expansion's for you. If you don't, vote no on two. And you can do that and vote for Mark Montavani in August. August the 4th, believe it or not, like barely 3 weeks away.
Up. Yeah, exactly. Now, Tim, why isn't there more of a coordinated campaign against Medicaid expansion? Now you've got the Chamber of Commerce is on board with this, and you're already seeing ads, you know, with ambulances and fire trucks. And the other side, I mean, the pro-Medicaid expansion side is running a good public relations campaign as far as just competency when it comes to their messaging and their imagery. And I'm just kind of shocked that there is no, with all the consultants out there and all the campaign, you know, donors out there, that nobody is putting together a really strong, well-funded campaign against this right now.
Well, Mike, it has started. The website was unveiled yesterday, and it's no surprise that I am opposed to Medicaid expansion.
Sure.
I opposed it 10 years ago as a legislator, but in full disclosure, the company I work for, First Rule, my full-time job, we are going to be part of that opposition campaign. There is a website up. There are testimonials, Mike, on that website from Governor Parson to Lieutenant Governor Kehoe on down through all the House and Senate leadership. So think about it. There's a supermajority of Republicans serving in the General Assembly right now, representing a supermajority of voters. All of the statewides except one are Republicans. And so that those folks right there have tons of reach all across the entire state of Missouri. They're going to be part of this campaign. Yeah, Mike, we're still waiting to see if we can get some big money behind it. Folks are really skeptical, right, because it's lost everywhere it's been opposed, except for one state, and that was Montana. And that was because the left made the mistake of also putting a cigarette tax as part of their proposal. It's the only place it's lost. So the big donors, Mike, are a little hesitant to jump into this and throw good money after bad. We're going to try to convince them it's good. It would be good money for good. And so there's going to be an aggressive grassroots campaign. There's going to be an aggressive, you know, earned media campaign. And you know, I think you're going to see a lot of social media. The website is up, as I mentioned. People can go check it out. And I think it's going to be a very active next 3 weeks. Let me just say that.
What's the website address?
I think it's nomo on no on mo2.org.
No on mo2.
Dot com.
All right, Tim.
Yeah, so, and I'll look. I'll make sure I got that definitely for you when I'm talking to Mark again next week.
Okay, sounds good. And if you see it in the meantime, just text me, and I'll make sure we get the right address out there.
I will do that. I'll send it to you as soon as we get off here.
All right, Tim Jones. You can hear him every Sunday from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Tim, enjoy your vacation. Thanks for taking some time out for us.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Great job filling in this morning. You all be good this week. Stay cool, and I'll see you all back in the Lou real soon.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Get more at 971talk.com.